On a Tuesday morning, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thank you, Craig. It's the month of October, and I think that one of the signature holidays in the month of October is Halloween, a holiday meant to scare us in some way to celebrate our ancestors, the night when the veil between the living and dead is at its thinnest and
creepy.
The dead can cross over.
So genius. It's so beautiful.
Genius and beautiful.
So this whole month, as you know, I've been on a campaign of watching as many scary movies as I can. And I'm including classics as well as movies that I've seen on top 10 lists, top 25, top 50 lists that are more recent than the classics. So I'm visiting a lot of these. I read the description and then decide, okay, I want to visit this one. I want to visit that one. Well, there are a few more recent ones that I've checked out. I reviewed The Changeling, which was a movie I saw when I was younger, and I thought it was really scary. Revisited it. It's good. Doesn't quite hold up. So I wanted to find one that really was more current and that a lot of people are saying is scary. So I revisited three recent films.
Oh.
I didn't revisit. I visited them for the first time. Revisited the ones that people had told me that they revisited, and that was great. Okay, one is called It Follows, and this is about a girl who has a sexual encounter, and the guy that she has this encounter with tells her, okay, now you have this thing, this condition, and there will be a figure that you will see be walking towards you, and it could be someone you know, it could be a stranger, but they will follow you, and if they touch you, you will die.
Creepy.
It's called It Follows. And it was good. Jer, have you seen this one? You're kind of a horror guy, so I don't know if you've...
No, I haven't seen it.
Seen it or not. Okay.
So anybody she sees walking down the street could be this figure?
You know when it's the one, because they have the blank stare, and they just kind of... They're not walking on the sidewalk. They're cut across lawns and everything. They're just a straight path towards you.
Creepy.
So then you try to get in your car and drive a few hours away where you can buy a little bit of time, because it only walks, but it will eventually get there.
Wow.
And it has incredible power. Only you can see it.
Is it fast?
No, it just walks.
So if you drove 1,000 miles, you might buy yourself a month or two or...
Right.
However long it would take to walk.
Right, but you're not quite sure how long it's really going to take.
Right.
What kind of shortcuts it's taking and everything.
What kind of powers?
It seems like it has superhuman strength. It has superhuman strength,
okay.
And it will rip through walls to get to you. It will throw your friends out of the way. And if it touches you, then you die.
If you flew to London, can it only walk, or can it get on a plane?
Ooh, good question. I'm not sure about that. They didn't go across bodies of water.
Because that's what I would do to get away.
Right. Now, you can get rid of it by having Grex with someone else and passing it on.
God.
And then...
Terrible to do to that person.
Yes. And then you quickly tell that person, okay, this is what happened. I just gave you something. This is what you do. Look for it. Just don't let it touch you.
It's not real fast, but it's really strong.
Right. Before you get out of there. I give this movie 6 out of 10 stars.
Okay.
It was good because it was more current. I don't know that I was exactly frightened by it. Another movie that I watched called The Babadook. And it's about this mother, single mother and child in London. And this kid is kind of a troubled kid. He's about 6 years of age. And he finds this children's book. So, already you're getting the creepy elements of childhood in there.
Rope kids into it.
And the children's book is just kind of, it's a pop-up book. Looks kind of homemade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this character called the Babadook. And, and... You read this book, and basically it's one of those, now that you've read the book, you've called him. you can't do anything about it. And I hate those things. I hate the things when you inadvertently invoke something just by reading the book, and the book's about how you will be frightened to see what's underneath his cloak. And the thing that really made this movie... pretty much work and made it scary to me is not only do you have the creepy crawly thing that's invoked from a children's book that starts haunting them in their house, but it infects the mother. Okay, so she it like enters her soul through her mouth.
So she can't protect the child.
Right, after they've promised to protect each other. And she just starts kind of going crazy. And this is the part that really tore me up, because this poor little boy who's looking to his mom to protect him, and she alternately is sweet to him and then mistreats him.
Starts talking like the devil to him.
She doesn't have devil voice, but she just starts yelling at him. And you just see the psychological terror in this little kid. That part really got me. It wasn't so much of a scary movie as much as it just hurt to watch because of the way the mom starts treating the kid. But it did have some frightening elements. Now, I put those two first because they were good, not great. The third one that I watched yesterday, I thought was really good. A current film just made a couple years ago called Hush. It's on Netflix right now, and I want everyone to visit this one. This is a Hush. Good Halloween movie. Okay. I'm sorting through them to find the best of the best.
Okay, good.
And Hush is one of the best to me. Now, Hush is about a deaf woman who lives out in the country. She's a writer, and she lives out in the country, and she has a neighbor who's, you know, there around in the area. So the neighbor makes some appearances in this as well. But she's in the country and deaf, which is an interesting element to this because a crazy man starts stalking their two-house neighborhood, okay? So does some things to the neighbor. I won't give it away. And then he is outside the deaf woman's house. And it's such an interesting psychological and new territory to me because she can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
So she's having to fight with this madman who's outside her house who wants to kill her, and he's into the psychological torture of saying, you know what, I'm not going to break in just yet. I'm going to have this kind of battle with you, battle of wits. And he's armed with a crossbow, and that figures into this. And what's great about this is not only the fact that she's deaf, and so you are constantly, as a viewer, you can hear the things that you know that she can't.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear her trying to be quiet. And she doesn't always know when she's making noise.
Right.
And the fact that there's no supernaturalness to this really worked for me. This is just a freaking crazy guy who is murderous and goes out to the country because he knows he can get away with it out there. And the realism of the violence is awesome. Mm. Because it's not the whole... It just doesn't go along with any movie tropes.
Yeah.
And it's just straight out realism. The whole thing, the battle between these two people. Guaranteed she's going to live. Right. That's the other thing. You don't have that feeling of, man, I'm not so sure that they're going to respect the fact that you got to have the protagonist live.
Do we see other people take it in the shorts? How many people die in this thing?
You will see a few people take it in the shorts. Mm. Yeah. But there's not... I'm telling you, the cast is probably... I really think there's only four or five people in the whole movie.
Sounds great.
It's called Hush, and it's about her trying to keep him out of the house while he's tormenting her.
Do you watch these at night?
There's nothing supernatural about it. There's nothing excessively crazy about it. It's very realistic.
Do you watch these at night to where it's tough to go to sleep afterwards, or do you watch them during the daytime so they don't come get you?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I watch it at night where I have to stay up.
I can haunt my dreams.
I have to stay up. And I read creepy children's books. I invite them.
All right, I'm going to watch that this week.
Hush. It's online and it's streaming, and you need to watch it. That is a good Halloween movie for you, the P1.